Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
More than a day after the devastating earthquake in Haiti, there is only confusion in that country as government officials and aid agencies try to size up the damage and figure out how many people are dead and injured. Thousands of Haitians who now live in this area are also finding information hard to come by. At Radio Concord in Dorchester, a radio station which broadcasts to the Haitian community here, the phone lines were jammed. Listeners looking for information as the staff passed along what was available. It was simply hectic. We spoke with Jeff Ronald Rice while he was on the air.
In the few moments that we've been here in your studio, the phones are ringing off the hook.
Yes, yes.
And I imagine these are folks looking for information?
Yeah, looking for information. As you know, we have about 60,000 Haitian people living in Boston, so people are calling to know what type of information do we have.
And you're getting a lot of calls from people.
Oh, yes, a lot. You can imagine, because every one of us has someone in Haiti. In my case particularly, my whole family is in Haiti. People are calling to know what the relief effort is. Some of them are trying to give us names of a person or trying to know which part is affected in Haiti. It is new to us. We believe the death toll will be very, very, very high. So some people that has family in Haiti that are trying to know to have any type of information they could have.
What are you able to tell them at this point?
Communication in Haiti is not that easy because cellular phones are quasi impossible to be rich in Haiti. We are trying our best.
I've been trying very hard to contact family members in Haiti. With no luck, we haven't gotten in touch with anybody.
Bernadette Cantave emigrated here from Haiti in 1984. We met her at the headquarters of Boston Catholic Charities, where she works as a financial analyst, and where she, too, was trying to get information about family members.
Who's in Haiti in your family?
I have four of my mother's sisters and several of my cousins all over Port-au-Prince, where the earthquake hit very hard.
Describe that area, if you can. Is it quite residential, and what are the homes like?
It's very, very crowded. You have a lot of concrete brick houses, and I can picture it's not going to be pretty at all, because I was there 2 years ago to visit my cousin. I was at her house. The house was not in a very good condition to stand this earthquake. And I have a cousin who lives in the house where we grew up, and she works right across the street from the National Palace.
Then the top floor of the National Palace is caved in.
Yes. Basically, when we heard that, we know it's not good either for the people working next door at the other public offices. And that's where I have some of my cousin working at the other department or public offices.
And that was the time of the day when they still would have been at work, do you fear? Or do you think that maybe they might have been on their way home?
I think they might have been on their way home or to pick up their children from schools. I'm hoping that they made, I really don't know what to say at this moment because there is no news.
It must be awfully frustrating, and it's clearly worrisome. You look a little tired, if you don't mind my saying.
I am. My mother is very worried, and so is all of my other siblings in the Boston area, and that's all we've been doing, contacting other family to see if they get in touch with other family members so we can at least have some news.
How close are you to your family?
I am very close because my mother raised a lot of my cousins.
Hopefully, you'll find out they're all fine. And then what do you hope you might be able to do for them?
We're going to give them all the financial support, definitely. They're going to rely on us for that. And then to see how we can help them to get their life together again.
We spoke with Bernadette Cantave again this morning. She says one of her cousins in Haiti did contact her via Facebook yesterday. Her house was demolished, but she and her three children were okay. However, Bernadette still has no word on her many other relatives.